Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean. Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and I'm your host tonight, and we'll be joined by our co-host, Craig Cook, and it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. We created My Empowered World to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience, and we help you achieve this by providing empowering articles, videos, products, tools, and services to elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to go to our website and sign up for our free daily empowerment emails, and also follow us on our social network channels. We're very active on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that will get you connected into our ecosystem and empower your world daily. We archive this show, so we share it online the next day. So if you enjoyed the show and you know someone that might benefit from it, we would like for you to maybe pass it on to them so they can benefit from it as well and help us spread our message of empowerment to others around you. If you have any questions, feel free to post them on our Facebook wall, and we'll try to answer them before the end of the show tonight. So we're joined by my wonderful co-host, Craig Cook. Craig, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Good. Very good. Happy New Year to you. It's great to start the year off with hearing that song, Life is a Beautiful Ocean. Great way to start the year, man.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's, that puts a good feeling in my body, just kind of listening to that song. And cause life is beautiful, and it's a never-ending ocean. There's so much opportunity out there, and so it's exciting. We're starting a new year here, and so endless possibilities.
That's right. How are you feeling about the new year ahead? Feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I think, with everything that I've been doing in my life, I feel like there's a lot of things that I've been manifesting over the past couple of years. It's really starting to come into intuition. I mean, intuition now. And so it's like, I'm really excited. I think there's a lot of things business-wise ahead, especially for My Empowered World, as we continue to move forward and publish amazing content from experts and specialists from around the world, and continue to share and help spread the message of empowerment. It's just awesome. I just, the opportunity continues to develop. So it's just exciting, and it's another year of helping others. So through My Empowered World. So it's exciting. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year. 2016 was, kind of an interesting year. It's just, full of a number of challenges, and you've got to be thankful for those challenges, for the lessons and all the learnings that we derive from that. But I'm looking forward to a year that's just filled with a lot of positive events and people, and just really looking forward to this year. I'm very optimistic for it in a number of ways, and just feel it's at least for me personally, it's definitely going to be an improvement over last year. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a great guest tonight, and we're going to be talking about how to empower your world in 2017. So let me give you a little background. His name is Zach Warren, and he's Zach is a new contributor with My Empowered World, and he is also an author of his upcoming book, Blissed Out. We had the opportunity to talk a little bit about that today, so that's going to be a really exciting book coming out very soon. He's also a producer and a songwriter and an artist living in New York City. So he's constantly spreading a message of positivity to the world, and he's been empowering lives for over a decade via personal coaching sessions, radio interviews, and webinars. So we're super excited to have him on the show tonight and, you know, talk about the new year and ways to techniques and tips to empower your world. So, Zach, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Empowering Radio.
Excellent, excellent. Very happy to be here.
Awesome.
Good to have you here. I know we've been trying to get this on the calendar for a while, and what better way to start the new year with, you know, having you on the radio show.
Absolutely.
Just to give the
viewers,
just to give the listeners just a little background. Zach joined My Empowered World a few months ago, and he's contributed some wonderful articles. Be sure to check those out on myempoweredworld.com. I think he's got about 6 or 7 articles, and you can find them if you go to our contributors page and you click on his profile, and he's got some great articles on there, and it gives you a little deeper insight to what he's all about and his knowledge. So check that out.
Thank you.
Let's just start with, you know, maybe giving our audience a little background about yourself and what got you on the path of personal development and kind of what you're up to today.
Sure. Happy to talk about it. So when I was 17, I moved to New York City. I went to acting school, and I had this professor, Julia, and she's a very smart British lady. And she really started introducing me to all these ideas about personal development and empowerment, and even really introduced my first introduction to spirituality. And since then, I was pretty ravenous. I just had so many questions. And from there, I just started reading books and everything I could get my hands on. And I've, you know, started reading over 100 books and thousands of hours of videos and probably 10,000 hours of application and just trying everything I could get my hands on. And it was really inspiring to me because I could really see how powerful it was and how much it really influenced my life in a powerful, positive way. And so I was really hooked. And because it's made such a strong impact in my own life, I really want to share that with people. So I sort of started off just, you know, mentioning little things to my friends here and there, you know, when I first started getting into this, you know, 12, 13 years ago. And it was just minor things at first. You know, I didn't even tell a lot of people I was into this stuff. I just sort of let myself be inspired to share things with people as I went. And so it just kind of grew from there. I just help this person, that person. And then I just started doing it on a little bit larger platform here, a little bit larger platform there. And then still doing so, still moving forward, happy to be contributing to My Empowered World. I love all the stuff that you guys do. And and I look forward to my book is almost finished. It's coming. And I'm really excited about that, too. So, Blissed Out, be on the lookout for that.
That's an awesome title. Love the title.
Thank you.
Who are some of those influences that you mentioned? You kind of spent 10,000 hours applying, writing things that you've learned. But just out of curiosity, who were some of those influences?
So many good and great ones. The first book on spirituality I ever read that was suggested by my professor was a book called Anatomy of the Spirit by Carolyn Miss, which is a great book, especially introduction to figuring out all this stuff. For me, it was all very foreign. Like I didn't believe in anything spiritual or that there was, you know, more to the way that your mind works and what you focus on, I didn't realize how strong it is, because most people are sort of on autopilot. But anyway, that was a great one. Tons of other people, who Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, Tony Robbins. I think I've read everything Tony Robbins has made. So many other people. Oh, probably some of my favorite books are like a couple of my favorite books over 100 years old. Over the Master Key System is one of my favorites. Probably, I think it's like 110 or 120 years old. That's a great one. And it's one that not a lot of people have read. It's sort of amazing that this insight has been around for so long. And it's just now sort of becoming an important thing to everyday people's lives. Those are some of my influences.
More
what was the title of that one?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, the Master Key System? Yeah, Charles Hanel.
Okay, very good. Very neat. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Evan, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's becoming way more mainstream now and way more accepted by more people because they're seeing positive results from it in their lives.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's great. It's great. And so it's really exciting. Even, I mean, kind of in a funny way, there's even like a lot of mainstream movies now that are much more deep into this, like even like something like Doctor Strange, you know, which is a huge Marvel movie and is really about like spirituality and consciousness. And there's a lot of meditation that takes place in it. And it's a lot about him focusing his mind. And I think it's great that it's becoming mainstream, you know, and it's one of the biggest movies of the year. So,
yeah, it's
really
cool. A great movie.
Yeah.
And the talk about energy, you know, the use of energy and how energy is everywhere and manipulating energy. That was really, there was a lot in that movie, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it even specifically talks about how your perception and the way you think about things sort of forms your reality. They say that very blatantly in a couple parts of the movie, which I think is really cool, you know, especially for an action movie. You know, it's pretty deep.
Yes. Yeah. That's probably one of the favorites of the year, actually.
Yeah, great.
Very cool.
Awesome.
So what's as far as Blissed Out is your book, Blissed Out, again, great title.
Yeah.
What's the overall premise of the book?
Well, the overall premise is it's like a compilation of every tool that I find to be very effective, because it's sort of like a boiled down guide. And I think it really has a lot of the best strategies and techniques and ways to focus that can be found anywhere. And so I'm really excited about that. I've had tremendous results from everything I've used in it. And I can't wait to put it in the hands of people, to be honest. I really can't. I'm really excited for it. Just from like one section or chapter that I've sort of put out has had a huge effect on people. If you get a chance to check out my articles, listeners out there, it'll give you a little bit of a taste of what it's like, a small taste. And so it's kind of just like the articles, but diving much deeper. It's more specific. It's a little more step-by-step what to do. And I like to think it's brimming with a lot of good ideas and good vibes, good energy to really get you up there.
Awesome. I think, Evan, you had some questions on some of the articles Zach's submitted to My Empowered World, right?
Questions about them?
I think you had it
on our Facebook wall.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What was that?
I just shared one of his articles on the Facebook wall, so people want to see, they can quick access to his article there.
Right. I thought maybe there were some questions that you were wanting to ask around some of them. Like, I think there was that one article, Start the Positive, Don't Fix the Negative. I think you had some questions around that, right?
Let's see here. Yeah, let's see. So you have, okay, so you just released Start the Positive, Don't Fix the Negative. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. I'll be happy to talk about that one. Yeah, that one's upcoming. So the title really kind of like shares the overall concept. So many times we really, us as people, really focus on what's wrong with our lives and trying to fix that specifically. And it's kind of like the things that get most of our attention are the things we're trying to fix and the things that are sort of off. But the point is to not try to fix the things that are wrong, but by focusing on the things that are positive, what you can do is things will that are positive will grow, and the things that are need fixing will dwindle away. And it's sort of contrary to the way most people tend to think about things, but it's much more effective, because you'll really be, the more you focus on the positive, the more of that you bring into your life. Whatever you focus on, you create more of. And so a lot of times, even on Facebook, people will be making posts about all these, you know, maybe terrible things, you know, just to create awareness. But in truth, the last thing you want to create is awareness of what you don't want. You want to focus on what you do want. And ideally, as you start the positive and you grow the positive, it will crowd out the negative, and that will sort of drift away. And that's really what the article is about. It's about emphasizing and focusing toward the desired goal and focusing on what propels you forward into a happier and healthier and more vital, vibrant place. Because many things that people sort of have issues, a lot of times as you become more positive about things and get really good at feeling joyous, a lot of those things that you felt like were problems will often just drift away, just disappear on their own. It's kind of this amazing thing. And it's so different than most people approach their lives. So that's why I felt like it was really important to write about that and to share that and to integrate that for other people into their daily way of thinking.
It's like a cloud, you know, just watching those emotions just go by and not reacting all the time. You know, if you have it's just kind of,
yeah, for sure.
Those feelings will
fade.
They will, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll,
exactly,
they'll pass, you know, all those. And then, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a group of people over like the holiday, like a week or two ago, and we were all talking about, you know, because we all have negative thoughts, and it's, you know, you're constantly battling, you know, your thoughts. And so sometimes when you catch yourself going to a negative place, we were talking about trying to develop like happy triggers or something that you can always go back to in your mind. You can notice when you catch yourself going to a negative place, try to put, you know, have like a happy trigger that brings you back to that happier state.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's like your mind
is really
muscle,
important.
So you have to train it.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you want to stop it before it gets going. Cause sometimes, you know, I'm sure everyone can relate to this in some ways, exactly what you're talking about. And it becomes a bit of a runaway train, right? If you let it go too long, and then it's like you can't get out of the spiral. But you can have the opposite of that too. You can have a positive spiral where you kind of like wonder to yourself, why was I ever upset about anything?
Right.
Which is ideal.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and that's really what I want people to have. I'm really excited about that one.
Well, this is like it's a perfect, you know, leeway into your the next question here is, you know, you've got another article that you wrote that it was one of the first ones you wrote with My Empowered World. And it was interesting because I saw a couple videos during that time. One video was about this military general talking about, your article says how waking up happy will change your life. But this, it was funny because this video that I saw like a week or two before you published that with us, it was about how it is important to wake up every morning and make your bed. And it's just one, you know, those habits every day that make a big difference. You know, it's like no matter how bad your day was, you're always going to come back to your bed made. And so I just think, your article here was how waking up happy will change your life. And maybe you can kind of talk to us a little bit about what some of those things are.
Sure. Well, something I've noticed, and it's a great tip. It really makes life so much better and so much easier. What I've noticed is, and I like to say this often, the first 5 minutes of your day, I think, are the most important. And here's why. Upon those first waking moments, you get to choose your emotion because you don't even you hardly remember who you are at that time. You're kind of like drifting in this soft space. But what most people do is they reach for their phone or they sort of snap themselves right back into reality, into their old life. And they're missing out on a huge opportunity. Because you'll notice whatever you get started earlier in the day, you tend to stay on that sort of path. And that's why it's so much easier if you can get the positive going early and try to carry it throughout your day. It really changes things. And it's amazing how being happy when you wake up actually changes the day that day if you can get it going really strong. You know, some people have referred to it as the green lights and parking places. And so it's really an exciting and powerful thing to really start off that day on that positive note. And it takes some training for sure, because when you first wake up, you kind of just like do what you do. But if you can first wake up and think, okay, happy, I choose happiness. I choose to feel good. I choose to focus on what I want. And it actually is a really great time to redefine yourself. So you can, when you wake up, you don't really remember what your life is like. And so you can sort of choose it again. So say you want to be more of something, right? More successful or more whatever. And obviously success is happiness, you know, but so say you want to be, you know, more successful. Just wake up. And if you can get that feeling going really strong, the happiness, and then get a little more specific about something that you want, your brain will start directing itself in that direction, you know, toward answering whatever question that you give it, you know, or it will accommodate the new definition that you've given yourself. So that's why it's such a strong and important thing to be, you know, to be really happy to right at the beginning of the day, so that it's so much easier to maintain once you get it going strong. Plus, it ensures that at least part of your day, every single day, which will have a giant effect overall, is happy, right? Because if you know for sure the first half hour of every day is happy, that's gigantic. It's huge. And what a huge change it would be in most people's lives, you know? So I always suggest, you know, throw the phone out the window, get off to yourself, do your meditation. You know, meditation is huge. Do some breathing, do whatever, put on some incredible music, some really uplifting videos on YouTube or something. You know, that's always a favorite for me. If you can find some really, you know, blissed out videos is a great thing to put on. Just
sort of start vibing with. And then it just, it becomes, as you choose that new thing, your life just becomes it, because you start it early in the day, every day. It's the most consistent thing you do. It's incredible. So yes, I definitely recommend that one.
That's great advice. You know, Evan, I think it's a good time to take a quick station ID break and then come back and pick up on, I think, what Zach was alluding to as well as meditation, because it kind of seems like it ties in with that waking state where it's almost a meditative state. So let's take a quick break, and then Evan can bring us back in. So we're listening to Empowering Radio, brought to you by My Empowered World, with our guest tonight, Zach Bourne.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Visit us at myempoweredworld.com. Become a subscriber and get daily inspirational messages delivered to your inbox.
We're back with Empowering Radio, brought to you by My Empowered World, with our special guest, Zach Bourne. And tonight we are discussing the techniques to empower your world in 2017. I've gone over some awesome topics tonight, and let's just jump right back into it. Also, just a little recap, though, if there's things that you've heard tonight that you've really enjoyed and you think someone could benefit from it, please share this recording with your friends and family. And it's always great to help us spread our message of empowerment, so I really appreciate it. So we were just talking about meditation, and Zach is an avid of meditation. He's really into it. And maybe you can kind of give us maybe a little understanding. So, like, some people in the audience are maybe not really familiar with meditating, with meditation.
Sure, sure.
Maybe you can kind of give us, you know, an easier way to, for a beginner to kind of get into meditation and incorporate that into their life, you know, in the morning, and, you know, and you can kind of guide us through that.
Sure, sure. I'm happy to talk about that. You know, I think meditation is one of those things that a lot of people don't really understand. You know, when people hear about meditation, they think of just like people just sitting, you know, doing nothing. And that's not really what's happening at all. 'Cause while you're doing it, it feels like so much. But
right.
It's something that that takes a little bit to get into. But really the goal of meditation is sort of what I like to call entering the zone or being in the flow. And it's sort of this like state that comes over you at some point during the meditation where you really feel it. And it feels like the sensation is sort of like energy flowing all through your body. It's like all your cells are alive and open and bright. And if you were to open your eyes during it, you look around and everything kind of looks like it's in HD and you feel incredible. And, you know, things in your life all of a sudden start kind of going better and you start getting great ideas right away. And that's why meditation is so huge amongst so many celebrities and, you know, CEOs and it's so gigantic. The list of people who just do transcendental is incredible. But most people about meditation, almost everyone that I talk to about it, it's weird because it's like 90% of people. Either they've done it before and they love it, or they say this to me, and it's almost everyone says it. They say, I can't meditate. You know, I can't meditate. I can't make my mind be quiet. And it's that's really kind of the hard way to do it, because most people's minds are just too active. And so you can't just sit there and just like turn it off. So you need something to occupy, especially if you have a busy mind, which most people do. But also the people who have the busiest minds, the ones who stand to benefit the most. So what you need to do is you need to sort of, I kind of liken it to, if you think of your brain as like a CPU, and like you need to run a program that is requiring all of your CPU in a way for you to concentrate. So you got to do something in order to that requires all of your focus so that your body can sort of reach into that meditative state, into the zone, into the flow. Sometimes it takes 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes people don't get there on the first one. That's why I really like something like a breathing technique or people like mantra meditation. I really like this one. I call it infinite breath, but there's a lot of great yoga breaths that are awesome, like breath of fire. That can be a little bit dynamic and explosive at times, but also great ones like ocean breath, alternated nostril breathing, which is, you know, a ridiculous title, but actually really describes it quite well.
Right.
You know, or any mantra that you repeat out loud, and then so you with mantra meditation, you have like a phrase, something like I am calm and at peace in the universe. And so you say, you take that one, I'm calm and at peace in the universe, right? Kind of feels good just to say it. So you want to take something really clean and pure like that one. Feel calm and at peace in the universe. And you just repeat it out loud for a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And then what you do is you stop saying out loud, but you hear yourself repeating it in your own voice out loud in your mind. So it's just in your mind, you're saying it. Your mouth is closed. You're not actually vocalizing anything, but you're hearing yourself say it. And after a while, it sort of just softens everything, and you start flowing. And if you ever find your focus sort of waning, you just kind of want to bring yourself back, just real gently and slowly bring yourself back. So those are some of the little techniques I find that really help with meditation. Maybe I'll make a video or two showing people some of the techniques I really like. That's probably a good quick starter for most people.
Yeah, I think you hit on a couple of really important things, because I agree, a lot of people, first thing they'll say, oh yeah, meditation is too hard. I can never just quiet the mind. You know, they got the monkey mind, the chatter that's going on. And when you incorporate breath or mantras, it really helps to get that monkey mind, that chatter, out of your system, because now you're really starting to focus the mind. So that's really, really big thing that you hit there. It's not just sitting there, but actually in bringing in that focus and the breathing, especially, is so important. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. It's fun, actually. Once you get it, it's really, if it doesn't feel great, you know, you haven't gotten in yet. It doesn't feel incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, you described it really
down the,
well.
Yeah.
The monkey mind, that's 100%.
Right. Very good, very good. Go ahead, Evan. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was just this app I think I've used.
Oh, he's breaking up a little bit.
Oh, can you guys hear me now?
Hello. Yes.
Am I there? Hello?
Yep.
Yes.
I can hear you.
So there was this app that I discovered, and it's a pretty well-known app, and it's called Headspace, and it's been, it was a nice, I've really enjoyed that app, because it's kind of like an intro to meditation. It kind of walks you through the steps. And there's a few times when I really needed
it.
And I actually pulled over on the side of the road, or I was in a parking lot, and I just played it real quick, did this little guided meditation. And it was quick. It was probably 15, 20 minutes. And afterwards, you know, it talks about the same thing, like letting thoughts kind of fade like clouds in the sky. Just kind of come, you're aware of them. You just kind of let them drift by. And when I was done, my body was tingling and I felt great. And I felt like, the volume of all the noise in the world in my mind, the volume was finally turned down when I was done, and it was really nice and calming, and just kind of put me back into a calming state, and I was kind of able to, you know, take on the rest of the day, because I was going through certain issues where I just had, you know, anxiety or something like that. It really helped. It helped a lot. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's great. The wonders of technology. you know.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
wild.
Sometimes you just need those moments, you know. Sometimes you just got to pull over and take a little time for life and, you know, do a little mental health, you know. And it's perfect. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a reset button.
Exactly.
Yeah. So since we have the new year, you know, we're in the new year now. How about we talked about, you know, some empowering tips for 2017. Why don't you share a few of those tips with us and things that you think can help empower people this upcoming year?
Sure. Oh, so many good things. So little time.
So years keep going by faster and faster now. You know, the busier we all get.
It's so like I said before, waking up happy is great. If you can do that meditation first thing in the morning, it's huge. You know, one of the best things I find, really the most vital things in general, is really kind of training your brain to be focused on what you want and what feels good. I would say that is probably the main best priority. And it encompasses so many things. But yeah, really choosing that. Also, I've been talking about this idea recently about labeling yourself. And it's labeling yourself. It's kind of like the opposite of what most people do, because what you want to do is you really want to free yourself from the labels of other people. And because most people define themselves almost purely by the way other people see them or have labeled them. But instead, I say to let all of those go and instead choose all of your labels for yourself. If you see yourself as a rock star, and I like to think of myself as that, so I often use that as an example. If you think of yourself as a rock star and you label yourself as that, you will become it. If you see yourself as thriving, and you keep affirming that from when you're in a really good feeling place. And that's important. First step is always getting to a really good feeling place before you affirm anything to yourself. And so start affirming, repeating in your mind and write out or really be specific about the labels you want to give yourself. And as you keep doing that, you will find yourself drawn to those things. The things will kind of come to you. You'll be like the tree where everything that you need comes straight to you for you to thrive. So that's a really big one. That might end up being its own article at some point, because there's a lot there. Another thing is starting with the end result. So a lot of people, especially for 2017 or any time for resolution, say, for example, somebody wants to lose weight, right? So say somebody wants to lose weight, or they want to, but in truth, probably they want to be sexier and healthier, right? So they think in order to do so, well, I need to go to the gym, I need to do all this work, I need to, you know, do this stuff. And a lot of people ask me, how do I start liking going to the gym? And, you know, I always think that's kind of the backwards way to go about it. You really want to start with the end results. So if you can start feeling, actually, and it goes back to the label yourself a little bit, if you want to start feeling, if you start feeling sexy, you won't have to, and you start feeling this, feeling attractive, you start feeling healthy and vital and alive. And instead of like forcing yourself to do the things that you don't want to do, just focus on the end result of the feeling, and what will happen is you will be inspired to new actions and new things will come to you. So maybe you start feeling sexy, and then it can benefit you in so many other ways as opposed to just losing weight. Maybe you're inspired to get a new hairstyle. Maybe you get inspired to new clothing or and it also makes your posture better. And also when you feel vital and attractive, it helps you. You're inspired to different foods, and you're inspired to different different actions. Maybe you all of a sudden take up a sport, you know, because that sounds really fun. And so there's no work involved at all. Or maybe you are inspired to go to the gym all of a sudden. And that's kind of like what happened with me, is it was like really effort for a while. And then I just started feeling better about myself and my health and my well-being. And then all of a sudden, the gym, I was inspired to go. It was fun. And it's a huge difference as opposed to like forcing myself. So that's definitely one that I suggest for people. Another one might be making yourself your number one priority, and making you feeling good the most important thing. That's something that I think is huge. You just have to put yourself first. A lot of people put their job first. They put, you know, family first, what other people want first. But you got to let go of all of that and focus on feeling good, sort of like putting on your oxygen mask before assisting others. So that's yeah, definitely a major one.
Agreed. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're not feeling good, you're not in a good place. It's kind of tough to help others out, you know? So you'll do
exactly,
way more good
exactly.
when you take care of yourself, and then you can offer that good energy to other people, and it will go a lot further.
A lot further, and with a lot more ease.
Yeah.
100%. It's you want your cup to be so full, it's overflowing, spilling onto everyone you know, as opposed to being, you know, selfless and having nothing to give, supposedly, you know? So it's really kind of interesting how that works. You know, when you can be a little selfish and really give to yourself, you're able to give more to others. You know, if Oprah didn't have a ton of money, she wouldn't be able to give everyone a new car.
Right. All the things she does, right.
Exactly. Yeah. So
very good.
Yeah. All right. Great.
You know,
so how about we pick
Okay.
I just say, why don't we take another quick station ID, Evan, and then we'll come back with the next question you have on your mind.
Okay.
So we're listening to Empowering Radio, on brought to you by My Empowered World, with our special guest tonight, Zach Warren.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MyEmpoweredWorld. And remember to share and help us spread our message of empowerment.
We're back with Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com, with our special guest, Zach Warren. I want to just jump back in that last conversation we had. We were talking about just kind of going to the gym and kind of envisioning yourself and things that motivate you to, you know, go to the gym and stuff like that. And, you know, I always felt like what always kind of helped me is I put together, you know, I kind of learned this from an Asraf. He's been kind of someone I've always looked up to, and he's really well-known motivational speaker, but he always talks about vision boards. And I've really, those always help me a lot. It's like I'll have like a vision board on my desktop, so I'll make my whole desktop, my computer, a vision board. So, like, you know, if you can scroll back left or right on your computer, I'll create one when you scroll to the right, and I'll have the full desktop background be my vision board. And so,
that's
you know, like, it's pretty awesome. And so on days
and it's great,
that,
too, because you see it so often.
And you're seeing it so often. I had to put it something in front of my face where it would always be seeing it, you know. And I didn't have the best places on the wall to put it. And so, you know, there'd be some days where I didn't feel like working out, but I just put some motivational photos up, and it would just trigger that just to get me to the gym. I was like, that's my goal. That was, I need to, and it's continually ingrained in your head, and it's like that little trigger that just reminds you that's your goal. That's what you got to go do. And it's helped me a lot.
That's awesome.
You know? So,
that's awesome.
2017, if any listeners out there, give it a try. It really helped me. And so hopefully it will help you as well. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
I did something similar that was pretty neat. I made this little box, and And I started putting pictures of things I wanted in there. And 3 years later, I found it and I opened it up and I looked at it. And it was so interesting because I had all the things that were in there. And I kind of like laughed at myself, you know, because I hadn't even really thought about it. And sometimes it just kind of like sneak in your life somehow. And that's what's really cool about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
Absolutely.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, before we run out of time, I did want to check in with you on this one thing. It sounded really interesting. You talked about the law of compensation, something I've never heard of before. And it'd be neat to hear your thoughts on that and what that's all about.
Sure. Yeah. I find that's a really cool topic, and it's something you really don't hear talked about all that often, although it is kind of relevant. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote an essay called The Law of Compensation, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, along with a lot of other greats, was really into a lot of like Hermetic texts. I don't know if you ever heard of that. So it's a lot of this text that was from this sage back in ancient Egypt. And the law of compensation is sort of, a lot of this text is about how powerful your mind is, how matter is affected by perception, all this stuff in great detail. It's actually an interesting read even now. It's quite deep. But basically, law of compensation, you know, a lot of people talk about, what you put out is what you get back. But a lot of people would like things like more abundance in their life. And what I noticed is, and he talks about how the more you help people, the more value comes to you in your life, maybe not from directly from the same person that you give it to. So say you just start helping people, and you use your talent to help people, and the greater that you can help people, the greater the good comes back to you, whether it be in the form of monetary compensation or in the form of free gifts and all kinds of stuff. But I noticed it was amazing that it just started helping people. Things just kept flowing for me, and I just kept getting so lucky all over the place. It's been incredible. And if you'll notice too, if you think about the people who are the most abundantly wealthy, think about Bill Gates, for example. How many times have you used Windows or Microsoft products? Right? I use them daily. They've helped me daily, and they've helped billions of people daily. And he becomes the richest person in the world. And there's a real connection there, because in our jobs, we can only help people so much. And that's why it's really important, I think, to find greater ways to help and leverage yourself to help more people. And I really encourage people to actually try that, to help a lot of people in a really powerful way and see what happens. And I think they'll be impressed over time, because it's not going to be maybe the next day, maybe a couple weeks or a month or something. But you'll see an incredible and deep connection between the two things. And so, yeah, I encourage everyone to try it out.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I believe I hear Taoists refer to it as building virtue. And when it comes down to, I think maybe a modern day way of stating it is, just provide value, provide value to the world in some form, and, you know, wonderful things will come back to you. And it's
right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that's really one of the most base things that all of us should understand, really.
Exactly. Help your fellow man, you know, and it's cool too, because a lot of people think, well, I have to like set up a system where I actually make the money. You know, but a lot of times just the helping, even if you were just a volunteer, it has a great effect. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Evan, do you have some more questions for Zach?
Yeah, I do. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I think we've got room for about one or two more questions. And this second-to-last question is, it's in a recent video, you talk about pre-broadcasting. And could you maybe share a little bit more about that with us?
Sure. I've talked a little bit about this. It's just a way of thinking about something. So pre-broadcasting, it's a term I use. So say you want something in your life, and what you want to do. So the first step is always in putting something out there into the universe is get into a really strong, powerful, positive state. And then after you get there, because that's always step one, to start feeling, you want to pre-broadcast what would it feel like if you already have that. And a lot of people talk about this before, but I want to get a little more specific. So, and it's just a new way to sort of visualize that. You want to pre-broadcast it. So you want to appreciate it as if it's already here. So if you already had it and you were to appreciate it, how would that feel? Can you, and that's why I call it pre-broadcasting. You want to already have the feeling of it and already appreciate it. If you can get yourself appreciating something already, it's really strong. And it's what the real key is, it's two things. It's the purity of the thought, and I kind of think of it as an equation. It's the purity of the thought, which is how high and happy and joyous it feels, times multiplied by the duration of consecutive thought. And what I mean by consecutive thought is many times it's easy for us to get distracted. It's very easy to get distracted. Most people can't even think about something purely for 30 seconds before something, you know, that's how it is in your phone, right?
right.
So if you can purely think about that thing for consecutive, if you can get up to 90 seconds, what happens is that pre-broadcast sort of creates its own gravity and it becomes easy. It all of a sudden sort of has its own feet in your mind. And most people that have trouble with this type of thing can't make it to 90 seconds. And it's huge. It's only a minute and a half. That's not very long at all. So if you were to purely, from a high place, think about that thing you want as if you have it and appreciate it and get yourself to 90 seconds, it will become much easier for you to think about. And it will have a very strong and quick effect. Although by quick, it still could be a couple of weeks, up to 60 days, you know, typically. But, you know, it just means it's just like it's being shipped to you, you know? So that's really what pre-broadcasting is about.
I like it that it's being shipped to you. That's cool.
Thank you.
Well, we're almost done with the show, and, Zach, if you could kind of just give us just a quick little overview of what's next for you, and then also if you could let all the listeners know where they can connect with you on your website and social channels. So if you could just let everyone know, that would be great.
Sure. You guys, real quick, you guys can find me on Instagram. I'm still new to Instagram, and my Facebook page is a little new, but on Instagram I am West Shore Music, all one word, West Shore Music, because I also do my music and production. Like me on there, I've got some stuff on there. Also, you can find me on YouTube, Zachariah Bourne. There's going to be a lot more videos coming very soon. I even have a little seminar thing on attracting relationships. My Facebook, it's facebook.com/bourneuplifter. You guys can look forward to a lot more content. And so what's next for me? I want to do this book. I want to help people. I answer a lot of questions online, so you ever have a question, get on my Instagram and you can put a question up there or on my Facebook page. Yeah, and let me know what you want to hear about. If you have a question that you'd like to have a video done about, let me know. And, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you guys. Also, thank you guys so much for having me on the show. I love My Empowered World and everything you guys do. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, I missed it. When did you say your book was going to be out, coming out?
It doesn't have an exact publishing date yet.
Okay, but soon to come.
Soon to come.
All right. Well, we'll be anxiously awaiting it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show tonight, Zach. And we will be sharing this with everybody tomorrow so they can share it with their followers and people that think they could benefit from tonight's show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for listening to Empowering Radio. Looking forward to getting you guys back on the show soon. Thanks. Life is-